For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Not quite. Look who's here.
Listen who's here.
Okay, listen who's here. That's true. It's not Professor Plum, but the guy we turn to when we're plum out of plum for the day. That's Terry Keyes, right? Terry!
Where is the plum today?
He's out. He's
speaking. He's making a presentation.
He's doing
somewhere.
Something, yes. Terry, chartered financial consultant. He takes the place of Professor Plum, who's out doing a speech, I think, in front of a stadium full of advisors. You know,
Donald Trump. I think he's got 40,000.
There are money groupies out there.
Yep.
Exactly. So that's where Professor Plum is. And we've got Terry Keyes today ready to talk to you about, I'll tell you what, you're sitting in with us for the next couple of hours. Terry, why don't you just, you know.
Well, you know, I've become somewhat famous around here for providing useless information on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Now, this is useless, but it's very interesting. I've got a trivia question for you, John. I like to stump you.
Well, hold on. That'll be coming up. We do.
Wow.
So hold on just a second.
No, I'll save it. I got it.
Yeah, okay. Don't lose it because I know
stored.
You're going to challenge me with this, right?
I'm going to challenge
you. All right. So that's what he's doing. Terry will be talking about also. You're going to be talking about advisors.
How to interact with your financial advisor, questions to ask. Some things the good financial advisor will do, some things a not so good financial advisor might do.
Strategies. We're going to talk about what strategy first means. So that's coming up with Terry as he's sitting in with us this hour. Also, Steve Alador, he's going to be in here. He's our loan financial planner, going to be talking about current mortgage rates. He'll be in at 21 after the hour. A quick overview of the housing market. He's got that. And qualifying for a home purchase. We'll talk about your options. That's coming up here this hour as well. You got a question for the Brain Trust, you can give us a call right now on our studio line, 877-PLANNER. Lines are open as the hour just getting underway. Emails, you can get those to us via our website. It's wealthed.com. Click on the Find Your Answer link near the top of the page. I said Terry Keyes in today for the professor. He's here courtesy of the folks at Lucia Capital Group who bring you this hour of the program. If you need a bucket strategy put together specifically for you, one that fits your goals, you can call Terry, you can call the professor, or anyone at Lucia Capital Group at this number, 800-644-1150. You should prepare yourself. Whatever might happen, that's one of the keys, preparation to a successful retirement plan. You need to make sure you have a plan for whatever might happen down the line. Again, the number at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. Now, I want to take a call or two. Hold on to that trivia, because we got useful information coming up right now. Let's get to Jay, first up this hour in San Diego. Hello, Jay.
Hello, John. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. So my question is regarding the 529 plans. I opened a couple up for my kids years ago with a big mutual fund, and we're ready to use it. And I just wanted to know, do you have to have the money sent directly to the college, or how do you actually access the money?
The money in the 529 plan, you talk about when you take it out, how do you pay it? Well, I can go by my experience.
I'm going to tell you my experience. I have a daughter in school right now.
Okay, All right. I'll tell you what mine was this, Jay. We had it set up. What I did was I just paid for it on a credit card for the semester. I paid for that so I can get the miles for it.
Yep.
And then I took the money out of the 529 plan.
To reimburse yourself.
Exactly. And all I did was I had the receipt from the school, the exact amount I withdrew from the 529 plan. The folks at the 529 plan didn't question it. They just said
no. They never do. It's only you really only need it, Jay, if you get audited.
Which is why I had the credit card.
It's a trust me type thing. You just pay the bill with your checkbook or whatever, and keep a record of any of the bills you get from the university. You know, whether it, as long as it's all, and there's a list you can even Google it of all everything that's you know, allowable to be used to pay for. And what we did was we just sent a check into the school every semester and kept a record of it. So, and made a withdrawal from the 529 to reimburse us for it. So
yeah, they never
asked. I don't know, how do you pay directly from a mutual fund? The mutual funds I've owned in my lifetime don't come with a credit card or a checkbook. So I don't know how you would pay. I don't know how you would pay direct from a mutual fund anyways, Jay.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah, they're not. Like Terry said, it's more or less just okay. You need the money. Here's the money. And the questions would come if you were ever audited.
You know,
on the 529
the example
plan.
I use, Jay, is it's just like business expenses. You know, there are still, even though it's not like it used to be in the 80s, there are still deductible business expenses if you're self-employed or non-reimbursed by your employer. You put those on your tax return, just like charitable donations. You put them on your tax. You put all these things on your tax return. You only need it if you're audited. You only need to prove it.
Right.
You know, so you keep a file.
And that would include like books and computer and all that stuff?
Yes, everything. Well, I always tell people, because I don't have the, Professor Plum probably has the whole list memorized knowing him, but I always say you just Google allowable 529 expenses. It'll give you a list of everything that you're allowed to
spend money on. It
might even be at
savingforcollege.com, which is the website for 529.
Yep, but it's not hard to find the list.
All right.
All right. Hope that helps.
Yep. Thank you very much.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you for the call, Jay, in San Diego. I've been through that myself, and I've still got some money left in the 529, oddly enough.
Yeah. What will happen with the 529 that we're using for my daughter, who's currently going to be a senior next year, we'll pass that on to another grandchild.
Yeah.
This was a grandparent's 529. They established it years ago
For
the benefit of all the grandchildren, basically.
Yeah, actually, this is a grandparents' one too.
There's a possibility by the time they're done, they could have used this on three or four or five different grandchildren by the time they're done.
Well, that'd be nice, unless one of them goes to, you know.
Well, I'm glad my daughter was first, so we got the money out. So.
Yeah, exactly, because there's a finite amount of money right there, isn't there? Yeah. All right, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Before I answer an email, did you want to do your...
Yeah, I want to do my useless trivia.
Okay, got to start it off.
Well, by the way, late breaking news, not that anybody cares. This is really useless, but Bill Cosby will stand criminal trial in July. Just came across my little screen here, so... Anybody's interested in that? I know that's really useless information. But how about this trivia question for you?
Okay, go right ahead.
How many people are living in the world that were born prior to 1900 as we sit here today? How many people live in the entire world alive that were born prior to 1900?
Alive today.
Right now, today.
One.
One person.
Yeah. Or did the last one, one of them just died.
So you know or don't you know?
Okay, it's either one or zero. I still think there's one left.
I told you had a chance of getting this one correct.
Yeah.
So here's the thing that you're thinking. There were two up until about May 13th, a couple of weeks ago. And a lovely lady by the name of Susan something in New York City died, leaving Emma Morano from Italy, born November 29th of 1899.
Yes.
Emma Morano is 116 years old, and she's the oldest living person in the world. She eats two eggs a day, one raw, one cooked. She has a glass of brandy every evening, homemade brandy, every single evening. These are some of her diet
techniques. What is it with these 100-plus-year-olds? They always have a shot of brandy or...
Real quick, I'll throw an add-on trivia to it.
All right.
Who was the oldest person to have ever lived on record? And how old was she? I'll tell you, it was a she.
It was a Japanese woman.
No.
Oh, was it?
No.
No?
A French woman.
Oh, French.
From France. She died in 1997 at the age of 122 and 164 days. So she was halfway to 123.
So
that's the oldest person on record to have ever lived from France.
Wow, so she was born like 11 years after the Civil War.
Yeah, she was born in, 1875 or something.
So 10 years after the Civil War. Yeah. Well, that's saying something right
there. So how's that for some useless trivia today?
Get you thinking about longevity and things like that. You never know exactly how long you're going
to live. Always relate it to retirement planning somehow.
Well, you can. Now, here's a question. By the way, we'll get to we're going to get to the advisor stuff after the bottom of the hour. But since I brought this up, this is Ben in Henderson, Nevada. In one of your earlier shows, you mentioned a form of immediate annuity that included a partial conversion to a long-term care insurance policy when necessary. Could you give me more details on this and what companies may supply this combination product?
OK, Okay, well, they're called linked benefit products is what they're called because you link a long-term care benefit to another product. Mm-hmm. Normally, it's a single premium life insurance policy or a lump sum annuity is the most common common form of it. But any type of an annuity, if it's got a linked benefit to it and you qualify medically, so a doctor has to sign a form saying that you qualify medically and that you need assistance with daily living functions, and as long as you qualify, then there is a benefit. And they've built it into the cost of the product, okay? So a normal annuity that would have earned, you know, like say 4 or 5% over your lifetime ends up earning 2% because the other 3% goes to pay the fees for the linked benefit.
And the linked benefit being what you get, either you use it for long-term care.
Or if you don't use it at all, then the annuity continues to pay out however it was designed to pay out.
Yeah. And
on a lump sum one, you can just leave it until you pass away and leave it to your heirs.
Well, and that's the one I was really thinking of. Yeah. You give them a chunk of money, $100,000 bucks, whatever it is, and it might pay out what, $150,000 death benefit, perhaps.
Yeah. We use them; they're pretty common. We use them a lot with our clients, especially people who have enough assets where they can just peel off $75,000 or $80,000, let's say, for one of the individuals, mm-hmm. and it's money they're probably never going to need or spend in their lifetime anyways. So why not move it into an annuity at an insurance company and have your long-term care all paid for. The great thing about a linked benefit single premium annuity or life policy like that is you never have to worry about a rate increase. The premiums are never going to go up on you because it's all done.
It's already paid. It's fully paid for. Yep. That's the single premium that we're talking about here.
Yep.
So though, I mean, as just for strictly death benefit, it's not that great.
No. They're really, you know, you're doing it just to recover all of your money plus a small percentage rate of return if you never use it.
Exactly. Yeah. Which the whole point is to eat into some of that death benefit by using it for long-term care, which is why presumably you bought it in the first place.
Yep.
All right, we're going to excuse Terry Keyes for just one segment. We got our loan financial planner, Steve Allendorf, coming up. We'll talk to Steve about different stuff related to mortgages. We'll bring Terry Keyes back and talk more about advisors and talk to you as well. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Terry Keyes, this is Bucket Strategy Investing.
It's one of the most common concerns for stock market investors.
Nobody knows when the next market collapse is going to happen.
Ray Lucia Jr. on the Risk Buffer Investment Strategy.
Really, the question is, how do we prepare for the next market downturn?
Many investors fear another severe market drop.
They remember 2008 like it's yesterday, and they're looking for ideas and concepts where they may be able to protect some of their portfolio. And that's where a risk buffer potentially comes in.
Spend 10 minutes watching a video that explains the risk buffer concept and where it may fit in your investment strategy. Now online at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com.
Within the strategy itself, there's lots of ways to customize it.
Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy in a free video. Go to riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, and affiliate of Lucia Capital Group. This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and addressed their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello, awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit one cartridge per customer.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Bucket Strategy Investing, get the motors running. Time once again for our lone financial planner, Steve Alador. He's here from Skyline Rancho Mortgage Financial Planner. Doggone it, I'm going to write it down one day.
Skyline Home Loans.
Skyline Home Loans, yeah.
Formerly Rancho Financial.
People are tired of me saying that every week. Skyline Home Loans, all right. Loan Financial, this is what you got to know. Loan, L-O-A-N, financialplanner.com. That's how you reach Steve Alador. Or you can call him. It's really easy, 888-563-1070. Steve, welcome back to the program. Last week we were talking to you. We said, boy, this is really strange. Rates have hardly moved at all. Well,
they've moved up a little bit. I mean, they're up about an eighth of a point.
But now they've, now they've moved, which is the first time we've said this in quite some time.
Yeah, so, you know, they're 3.6, 3.7 on a 30, you know, standard conforming. Low threes on a 7. You know, we were, you know, in the high twos. And again, all this is with 0 points. I mean, you can get lower rate, but we've talked. Lower rate with fees sometimes isn't your smartest move. Looking at the higher rate, less in cost, return on your money. Jumbo loans, 3.7 on a 30-year on a purchase. It's still in the low threes on a 7-year on both a purchase and a refinance and government loans.
Right.
Still going to hover 3.25%, 3.5%.
Which is still phenomenally low.
So even if they come up an eighth of a point, rates,
whatever it is, that's really not going to matter.
We're still really stable.
Okay, so now let's broaden this out. Let's zoom out a little bit and say, what about the housing market in general? How are we looking there?
Yeah, well, you know, with the housing market, again, it can be different in different areas of the United States. No, in California, especially in San Diego, we have, it's a seller's market. Yeah, so what does a seller's market mean? It means there's low inventory and a higher demand than the amount of properties that are available on the market. So what that means is that if you have a nice property and it's priced well, you may end up getting 3, 4, 5, or 6 offers, which is great if you're a seller. If you're a buyer, you got to make sure that you're in position that if there are 4 or 5 other offers, how do you make your offer stand out?
And I've had that problem too, because there have been at least twice in my life where I've been buying when I was able to sell really easily. That wasn't going to be the problem. The problem was going to be when I actually buy. And I thought, well, that's the downside of somebody of being in a home market that's up, in a housing market that's up or going up. Because yes, you've got to. Well, tell us how you do it.
Yeah, the biggest mistake you can make is to start looking for a property and do it without having your loan approved. Because if you're making a multiple offer, it doesn't matter how much you're putting down. If another borrower has a full loan approval, whether it be a credit approval or a full underwriting approval, then the listing agent and the buyer may look at that a lot more serious than maybe your higher offer. Because a higher offer means nothing if you can't close. Right. Just like if you get quoted a real low interest rate on a purchase or a refinance from one of those online lenders, and they can't close your loan. So it's vitally important, number one, that you go to a mortgage company and a mortgage professional that has a strong reputation that your loan is going to close. You have a couple of different choices. You can go to a broker. A broker will take your loan in. They'll go to a specific lender. That lender will, in a sense, order your appraisal. They'll underwrite the loan. They'll fund the loan. They'll draw docs. So the broker loses a little bit of flexibility of control of your loan. They may be able to get a little bit better pricing, but they lose the flexibility. Then you have certain lenders that will fund your loan and do all that stuff and process in-house, but they send your loan out for underwriting. So again, you're in that little gray area as far as how long will it take? Are you getting an underwriter that understands your situation? Most important is to find a lender that is a full service, either a direct or correspondent lender. And that full service lender will do everything in-house. Will process the loan, underwrite the loan, draw docs, and fund all in-house.
Is that common to see that, or is it more common
more so
to find?
Now,
yeah.
But you want to ask, that's the first question you want to ask when you're working with a mortgage person. Mm-hmm. Is, are they a direct lender? Do they do everything in-house? Do they send anything out? What I'm finding that's real important is that those people getting their offers accepted, number one, they have either a strong credit approval or they've been through the full underwriting process. That's the first important thing. And they're working with a lender that the listing agent knows and knows that they'll be able to close the loan. If you have a full credit or underwriting approval, you could potentially close in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And so I'm seeing a lot of buyers getting the nod if they can close quicker than offer number 2, 3, 4, or 5.
So if you're looking to buy a home, the best thing to do is to go, before you do anything else, get yourself approved and say, okay, I've got this thing set. It's ready to go.
Yeah, you just don't call somebody up on the phone and say, this is what I have, and they say, okay, that sounds good, you're pre-qualified. You want to have either a credit approval where you've provided the lender all of your documentation, mm-hmm. and in most cases they've run you through Fannie, Freddie, or FHA or VA, the automated systems that we have.
Right.
The next step is to actually ask your lender to get you a full credit approval. So we not only then run you through that particular engine with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, but then we submit it to the underwriter who signs off on everything. So now, when it comes time to making a purchase, all we need to collect is the property documentation to get to the lender because they've already underwritten you as a borrower.
Right.
In that scenario, you're not only coming with a stronger offer, but again, have that ability to close within less than 30 days.
So if you're a seller, now you should know this too as a seller, because if you, maybe you don't know, somebody offered you 300 grand for your home and that's what they are, and then somebody else comes along and says 325 and you're more inclined to take that 325. As a seller, what do you need to, should you be asking them, are you already qualified? How does the seller know?
I mean, you're trusting your listing agent, but you want to have that conversation with your listing agent. Do they know the lender that borrower is going through? What kind of an approval do they have? Do they have a credit approval through the underwriting system? Do they have a full underwriting approval? How much are they putting down? Do they have to sell their current home?
Right.
So is it going to be contingent? If it's contingent,
that's a little tougher.
You have a much less of a chance of getting an offer accepted, unless that house has been on the market a while and they don't have multiple offers.
Yeah, I bought two homes on contingency and got lucky on both counts, but it was touch and go there.
Yeah,
but on the other hand, I couldn't necessarily sell my house and not have, a place to live.
Which can make it tough. I was working with a borrower that she knew that she had to do a loan non-contingent because we made a non-contingent offer that didn't go through. She got her home into escrow, and we lost out on two homes before she got accepted on the third, and she was getting real nervous because, oh, my home's closing on the 13th of June,
right?
And I haven't found a property. What am I going to do? Well, luckily, we were able to get them into escrow 3 or 4 days ago. And because I had their full loan and I had them fully credit approved in underwriting, we'll be able to close a loan in 2.5-3 weeks.
Man, it's just it's a hassle. See, and that's the kind of, when I worked with you, I just said take care of all this and just call me when you need me.
But it's important that you do that up front. You don't wait until you've made an
absolutely
offer. You don't wait until, you know, after you've gone out and looked at properties.
Steve Alladort, our loan financial planner. You can reach him once again at loan, L-O-A-N, financialplanner.com. You can also talk to him personally at the number 888-563-1070. Steve, we'll see you next time. Thanks for being here.
Always appreciate it.
Take care of yourself. Terry Keyes rejoins us here when we come back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
Are you worried we may see another stock market drop like the 2008 collapse? In a new video, Ray Lucia Jr. comments on investor concerns.
They're worried about what happens when this bull market eventually ends and how severe of a downturn there may be for them in the future.
If you're looking for some potential protection from volatility, learn about the risk buffer strategy by watching a free video now at riskbuffer.com.
For those investors who want to take some risk off the table of their longer-term portfolios, a risk buffer strategy may be appropriate for you.
Depending on the investor, there are many ways this strategy may potentially be added to your investment mix. Please take 10 minutes to watch a free video in which Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy and how it may work for you at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, an affiliate of Lucia Capital Group. If you were born on or after January 2nd, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Owner Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Putty odor pee.
Yes, Haley.
Dad's feet. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number.
U2 America TV. Featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. You too, America. Red, white, and you.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Talking money with you, talking strategy. In fact, that's exactly what we're going to be talking about here with Terry Keyes in just a moment. You want to get in touch with the Brain Trust, you can do so right now, 877-PLANNER. Our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. We do have lines open right now. And if you've got a question for the Brain Trust, you call and ask Terry Keyes, who's sitting in today for Professor Rick Plum. We welcome him back to the program once again. We'll get to some more of these emails, Terry, because I know I had a few that, as I said, I was saving, many of them annuity related. We have a lot of questions on those, so we'll try to get to those, but we'll perhaps get to them in the next hour, because when I talked about strategy, I mentioned strategy, and I said this earlier on in the show. Strategy first. In fact, you've heard us say this before. Strategy first. It sounds sort of like just a slogan, you know? But there's actually meat behind that particular thing. What are we talking about when we say that?
We're talking about designing, usually with a qualified CFP or CHSC, financial advisor, designing a strategy first and foremost for retirement planning. So whether you're 5 years from retirement or whether you're going to start taking money from your portfolio tomorrow, you have to have a strategy for how you're going to set up the portfolio and take withdrawals from it. Where are the withdrawals going to come from? What types of investments are going to provide the withdrawals? And you have to build the strategy first. It doesn't matter what products at this point. It matters, it's basically a timing strategy for timing the withdrawals from your portfolio in retirement and then making projections out over 15, 20 years so that you can see that it's a sound plan that will sustain itself throughout your retirement. So that's designing a strategy first. And the reason I like to talk about this, John, is far too often we run into people and see people that have met with a financial advisor who's providing a product-first solution. So the XYZ mutual fund or ETF or whatever has a five-year track record and it's five-star rated and all this. Well, in my opinion, sometimes that's probably the worst time. You know, do you want to buy a mutual fund that just had five straight years of double-digit performance?
Or even just one straight year. Yeah. You know, I mean, we've seen too often what happens to those. The next year, they're down in the bottom 20 sometimes.
And a lot of times, I'll see a client who said, I was just told to buy this product. Well, that's fine, but how does that fit into your strategy? So a lot of times, I'll meet across the table from potential clients who are basically interviewing financial advisors in Seattle or Denver or Minnesota, which is where I work with clients. And I'll ask them, first of all, that's fine. I have no problem. I'd like you to meet with three or four financial advisors if you have time to do that. But what I want you to do is I want you to ask them to explain to you clearly what is their strategy. In other words, how do they show you how to take money out of your portfolio throughout your retirement? Because that's what's most important.
And oftentimes they're going to say, well, what we do is we have a nice little pie chart here. And you see, we've got your, how old are you again? You're 60. Okay, so we'll have 60% bonds. And that means we're going to have 40% stocks. So we're just going to take a slice off of this. And then that's what you get. We'll sell off a certain portion. Yep. You live off of that. And then we'll take the rest and we'll rebalance. And this is just easy to do.
So
right?
in that scenario, the advisor's strategy was to put all of your money into a managed portfolio, charge you 1% on all of it, put 60 of it in bonds, 40 of it in equities, and then start taking withdrawals from it. And what you're doing there is you're reverse dollar cost averaging. You're taking money from a volatile portfolio, because whether it's bonds or stocks, they're going to move up and down. Bonds are going to move down when interest rates go up. The bonds are going to move up when interest rates go down. The stock market's going to go up and down based on, you know, anything, a number of factors, the economy, inflation, political things, international events, whatever. So that's a volatile portfolio. That's not a good strategy, in my opinion. And it's one that a lot of financial advisors seem to employ. And I people ask me, why do they do that? And I tell people, I think just because it's easy.
Because it's easy, of course.
Simple.
Yeah. I mean,
what
there's
we
no
do,
thinking
what we
involved.
Do in building a strategy for a client, a couple or a single retired person, takes time, a lot of times. As a matter of fact, we do it over several meetings until we have the final strategy designed and we all agree on this is how the strategy. And then we'll have another meeting or two after that to decide for that particular client which types of products will work best in each particular segment of the overall strategy. So you could really end up with 6, 7, 8 different investments depending on which ones are for the short term, which ones are for the medium term, and which ones are longer term investments.
Now, you mentioned the term reverse dollar cost averaging, which is what you're doing when you just take a portion of a portfolio, whether it's stocks, bonds, or some combination of both, and you just say, okay, you need X number of dollars. You got $400,000 in your portfolio. You need $20,000, so we're just going to sell $20,000 worth of this $400,000, and then we'll get you rebalanced back.
And
if
you need the $20,000 every year, let's say, you're forced to take the withdrawal. If you're forced to take it to live on, you're forced to take it at either an opportune or sometimes, which is disastrous, an inopportune time.
2008.
Inopportune time.
Early 2009.
So you're selling in 2008 and 2009 when the markets had a 38% correction. You just sold assets at a 38% loss that you can never recover. Once you sell, you can never recover.
And the reason you did that is because you had to have the money. Now, what are you going to do? Well, some people say, you may have to take less than $20,000 because, if you take that whole thing out, you're going to be losing money. Nobody wants to take a pay cut because of the markets.
Rick and I talk about this all over the country at the workshops that we do, and it's there's two things where savers and retirees are at odds with each other. Two major situations. One is interest rates, okay?
Uh-huh.
So I'm a young saver, and saving for retirement, buying cars and homes. Do I want high interest rates or low interest rates?
When you're
I'm still in my accumulation phase.
High interest rates are going to help you.
No, they're going to help the retired person. I'm a young couple. I'm buying homes and cars. I want.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Rates.
Okay, no, then it's the opposite.
So let me put it this way: the 35-year-old couple wants low interest rates.
Yes.
My 70-year-old couple that I'm working with,
they want the high.
They want high interest rates. They're sick of a 1.8 treasury, 10-year treasury. They want their bucket one to be earning 4%, not 1.5.
Of course.
So they're at odds. Okay. Secondly, the market in general. So my clients, the retired clients at 65, 70, they want the Dow to go up 10, 12, 14% every single year throughout their entire retirement. Okay?
Well, of course.
I know this is going to seem odd to you, and you and I have had this discussion before, but a 35-year-old couple at work who's putting $1,000 a month into their 401k, okay, and already has maybe $50,000 or $100,000 in it, they really don't care. They don't care if the stock market drops to 6,000 again. They don't care. It's an opportune thing for them if the market were to drop to 6,000.
They might prefer
there.
Yeah,
it'd be nice if it stayed there for the next 10 years while we all buy in, right?
Of course.
And then 5 years prior to their retirement, they start to become my retired couple, and they want the 10 or 12% Dow rate of return every year.
Well, because they've been buying those cheaper shares,
right,
which is what happens when you buy on the way down.
And the reason I talk about it like that is, one is dollar cost averaging, okay? The younger couple, they want a dollar cost average in throughout their retirement. Now, a retired couple, a lot of times, are asked by their financial advisor to reverse dollar cost average, and we say, don't do that. Separate your assets to match your liabilities. And a liability in retirement is a withdrawal.
Mm-hmm.
It's just no different than any other type of liability. The $20,000 that you used, if I need to take $20,000 a year from my portfolio, that's a liability. So what I want to do is set aside 5, 6, or 7 years worth of $20,000 and put them in a fixed income portfolio or a fixed income asset.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I don't care which one. I'm not looking at Five Star. I'm not trying to sell product. I'm trying to put money into a category for right now, just called fixed income. And now I know that whatever's left over in my long-term equities can survive all the ups and downs over the next 6, 7 years.
Well, and you know what somebody else is going to say who does it the other way, which is, you know, just put it 60-40 stocks and bonds. Yeah, but you took 7 years of 20, you took $140,000 out of a, you know, $500,000 portfolio. What are you going to do? The market's going to go up. You could have had all $500,000 in, and you could have been riding the market up to $500,000.
I say the market has every bit much of a chance of going down as it does
exactly.
up. So you could have taken 500 and turned it into 400 as well.
And what you're going to do is you're going to say, well, what are you going to do when the market comes back down? What's your strategy?
Well, when you're 40 years old, you can afford for the market to go from 500,000 down to 400 because you still have time.
And you want it. Right. That's your accumulation.
Right.
Your accumulation
strategy.
But when
you're 68, 70 years old, already retired, taking 20,000, you cannot afford for the portfolio that you're using, the asset that you're using to live on, you can't afford for that to go down 20% in value.
You can't drain that account. You're going to be selling at the wrong pot.
It's not a good way to sleep in retirement. Let me put it that way.
No, it isn't.
It's not a good way to sleep. So back to a strategy first. Have a strategy. Ask any financial advisor. Now, obviously, after the break, we're going to come up with another couple of questions that I want you to ask a financial advisor that I have no problem asking or answering for whoever wants to ask them. And the financial advisor that you're working with should as well have no problem answering these questions. So we'll go to the questions
A question that you should be asking your financial advisor. And the reason it's good to know is this because, honestly, as you know, Terry, people don't spend a ton of time. Some people do, but many of them don't spend a ton of time learning about money or wanting to understand it. It's kind of like bringing your car in. You know something about it. You want to make sure that it's working, but you really want to, you know, they want somebody who knows what they're doing is not going to, you know, take advantage of them,
right.
That kind of thing. And all too often, as you were saying, not a lot, not all, but some advisors will come in and they'll say, I got a product for you. No matter what your situation is, it is XYZ product, you know, whether it's an insurance product, and a lot of times it is.
A lot of times it's a variable annuity for 80% of the solution. So you've got $1 million and they're wanting to sell you a $700,000 or $800,000 variable annuity with an income rider on it that provides income. And that's overloading. I'm not against lifetime income annuities at all. And not against a variable annuity.
No, but
I'm against using 80% of all your assets for one product.
Exactly. We can talk about why when we come back. Okay, 877-PLANNER. We got lines open. If you got questions for the Brain Trust, any kind of money question, we can talk to you about it right now because we do have lines open. Give us a call. Johnny Dean and Terry Keyes in for Professor Rick Plum. 877-PLANNER. This is Bucket Strategy Investment.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment, and I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. Lucia Capital Group advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, certified financial planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, chartered financial consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolor paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Okay, 877 Planner, Johnny Dean, Terry Keyes, another hour coming up. But if you're on hold, we're going to get to everybody, so you cannot go away, okay? Don't go away. We're going to make sure we answer everybody's question. Terry, let's head on to the phones again. Ready to tackle these?
Yeah, let's start with Keith up in San Jose.
Hello, Keith. How can we help you today?
I'm doing well, thank you. I was an investor in an A-share investor in a wafer company, and they just sold it, and I have a big capital gain on it. So I just want to know what kind of capital gain taxes I'm going to have to pay on this investment.
Well, what's your gain on that? How much are we talking about?
I put $60,000 in, and I'm getting $680,000 out of it.
You put $60,000, and you're getting $680,000 out of it?
I tell people,
yeah, it's 8 years. I haven't been invested for 8 years. I do wafers and all that stuff.
All right, so that was my first question. How long have you been an investor? More than a year.
So there's your short-term, so long-term capital gains.
So it's going to be long-term capital gains. I don't know what your question is, Keith. There's nothing you can do to avoid them. You're going to put it on this year's. Did it get sold this year?
It's going to be closed in November.
Yeah, so you're going to close it in 2016. So it's going to go on your tax return for 2016 next year.
We're talking $600,000+ of capital gains. What tax bracket are you in? How much do you make and your wife if you're married?
What I do is we make $225,000, and then after we invest in our 401k, we do $183,000.
Yeah, so 180, you're well entrenched in that tax bracket, Terry Keyes.
Yeah, so the good news is it's not taxed at the ordinary income levels. I mean, if you want to look at it as optimistically as possible. So you hear about these 28% tax brackets and all that type of stuff. It won't be taxed at that amount, Keith. And I don't have time to go through your whole tax return with you, but it'll be taxed somewhere between 15 and 18%, depending. And it'll be also taxed at the state level in California as well. And you just need to set aside money for it to be able to do that. My advice is, very few people do this, unfortunately, is I would get with whoever's going to do your taxes at the end of this year now. And I would start doing some tax planning with someone that does your taxes for you. I'm assuming you have someone do your taxes for you?
Absolutely. I'm a small business owner, and I have a payroll guy, a tax guy, and everything like that.
My advice is, and you probably already do this then, if you've got someone you trust and you work with, you know, sit down with them and talk and do some projections of what your final tax return is going to look like in advance. And it's not a surprise to you next February when you sit down. And a good tax preparer should be able to get pretty close to the dollars, you know, within a $500 or $1,000 of what your actual exposure is going to be at year end.
He also does my payroll, too, so he pretty much knows everything about my business and who and what I am.
Yeah, well, that's what I would do,
yeah,
for
that's,
sure.
Yeah, that's helpful. This will cost you, but at the same time, Keith, I mean, you're
it's a nice
getting,
problem to have.
Getting kind of a nice gain out of it.
Yeah, so. I'll take $600,000 every year and pay 20% tax on it. I really don't care.
No, I'm not complaining. I just wanted, somebody said it was going to be taxed at my normal tax break, and I did some research, and I thought 15%.
No, no, it's going to be taxed at long-term capital gains.
Long-term capital gains, which is much better than the tax bracket, the ordinary income tax bracket that you're in right now.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Good
Thank
luck,
you very
Keith.
Much for help.
Yep.
Thank you, Keith. Wow. 60,000 8 years later, did he say?
Yeah, I want to know
$600,000.
I didn't get too much details about the paper company, but it must have been a startup or something.
Wow. Right. That's hey, sometimes you get those.
Yep.
All right, 877 Planner, let's move along. Terry up next in also in San Jose. Hello, Terry.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. I got a similar kind of situation. I'm retired. I'm over 55. I've got a house that's for sale. I anticipate having to sell the house at, let's say, $600K. I've got $17K left on the mortgage.
Okay. What did you pay for the house?
I paid $127.
Okay. So you bought it for $127.
So, and I've also had some improvements. So the total, I figure, that would go into the total is about $135K would be the total.
$135 a basis. Okay.
Yeah. It would be the basis. Here's the question. Mm-hmm. If can I defer the gain by buying a like property? You know, let's say I bought another house at the same value that of the house I just sold. Can I defer that gain, or do I have to take that gain? You know, it's a one-time deferment, right? Or tax-free is a one-time.
It's not a one-time. You can do it several times over your lifetime. Are you single or married?
I'm single.
Ooh, so yeah, so your situation is you're going to be able to.
No, wait, I missed it. This is investment property. This isn't primary residence.
No, it's my primary residence.
Oh, the primary residence.
It's
okay,
the,
well,
the 250.
Yeah, you have a $250,000 capital gains exclusion. So your basis
right.
your basis is 135, and you're
right.
selling it for what again?
600.
600.
Yeah. So whatever
well,
the math is
get,
on that.
There's going to be some fees
right.
and stuff that you won't be hit for. But basically. About a, let's just call it roughly a $400,000+ gain, of which 250 you won't pay taxes
right.
on. The balance you will pay long-term capital gains on.
Yeah, there will be
right.
long-term federal and state once
no,
again.
No, so buying
this.
To answer your question, just buying another home doesn't solve your problem if that's what you're asking.
Yeah, there are
okay.
ways to do exchanges.
I can't defer the gain. I can't defer the gain by buying another property at the same value that what I sold it at.
If you buy a house of equal or greater value, you want to roll this house into that house? Is that what you want to do?
Yeah.
No, I don't think that avoids the 250.
No, you're going to sell it. We used to have something called a 1034
well, you,
exchange.
You also used to be able to do something similar to that. But
you
then they
to,
come
right.
up with these new rules where they give you the 500,000 and the 250. Now, any
right.
chance? Any chance you might want to get married before you sell the house?
No, thank you.
Not even to save money on capital gains?
It just saves you another
yeah,
250
well,
a gain.
That's not worth it.
I know. That's the old joke. Why is divorce so expensive?
Yeah, really. Okay, thanks for your help.
Because, all
right.
All right, Terry,
thanks
thank
a lot,
you.
Terry.
And still, once again, it's a very nice
I like these calls. I mean, it seems negative. We're talking about paying taxes and stuff, but these are two success stories. One was an investment in a paper company, and one was an investment in real estate
yeah.
that netted nice long-term capital gains. And again, it's a real nice problem to have.
Well, you know, once again, in Terry's situation, our last caller, we have this exclusion, which took the place of what were the old 1034 exchange. I think it was 1034, where you had to buy up within 90 days. You sold your home,
yeah.
you had to roll the gain into
I
a
think
new
that's
property.
What, that was the basis of his question. But that,
if you were under 55, now
right.
if you're over 55, you could buy down once.
Yep,
and then
yep.
there were a whole bunch of different rules.
They
that
simplified
all
it all and went to the 250-500 rule.
It all changed. That's right. May 7th of 1997, this went into place. And you now sell a home. You've got $250,000 capital gains tax-free if you're single. which is why you said if you're married, that's $500,000. He would actually clear the entire game.
Did you say 1997?
May 7th.
That was the same year the oldest person to ever live in the world died in 1997.
Wow!
Remember?
Did you this all
came
comes
around
together
in one circle?
Okay,
in
now
one
listen.
Hour. What?
Pat in Houston, I want you to hold on. Don't go away.
It's a little bit of a long break, Pat. We're
no, it's not.
You know.
No. Huh? It's quick. We're going to make it quick for you. Just a couple of minutes.
Oh, you're going to come right back to it.
Hold on a second.
I got you.
We're going to talk to Pat. We want to give you the full amount of time available to you. Okay, so hold on. If you need the brain trust, Terry Keyes, Professor Plummer, any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors, you talk to them at 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. That's the number off air. Pat and others, when we come back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.